Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have the member groups George and Smith talking about their executive summit coming up in Vancouver, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have George and Smith from the members group. How's it going, George and?
It's going great, Mike. Thanks for having me today.
You're welcome. Gosh, thank you so much for being on the show. You're a fresh back from the America's Credit Union Conference and World Council of Credit Unions Conference in Denver. So, I mean, you were saying great things about it before we started recording here.
It was a phenomenal experience. So, got to meet many credit union players from across the globe. So, it was great.
Good deal. And speaking of conferences, your executive summit is right around the corner in Vancouver. And so, tell me about the upcoming Members Group Executive Summit. In Vancouver, of all places. Wonderful.
I know. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
This is our first international conference. So we're very excited to be hosting it in Vancouver. And it's July 27th through the 29th. Mm-hmm. So we really try to focus on creating a unique experience and event for our clients and guests. Something that they wouldn't get anywhere else.
All right, I like this.
So we kind of like to balance a little bit of the educational sessions with some fun and allow our attendees to have the networking opportunity and experience the actual environment that they're in.
Yeah, I mean, this is obviously your client conference, so you want to show them a good time and then provide them with a lot of cool educational topics and stuff. So what are some of the hot topics that you guys will be talking about this year? Obviously, there's a lot of card stuff going on, a lot of fraud stuff going on, so I'm sure you're going to cover all that as well.
There is, and we really try to focus on building an agenda around the topics that our clients are passionate about or what's going on in the industry. And then sometimes we want to deliver the things that they haven't even thought about for their future.
Okay.
So that's what's happening this year. But top of mind was fraud and security.
Oh, yeah.
So obviously that's a big issue, as well as innovative payments. So really, what are the new innovations in payments, not just Apple Pay and Samsung and the others, but what's next in payments?
Oh, I wanna go to that one right there because I'm kind of eager. I think a lot of people are eager to see what's around the corner.
I think so. So in order to do that, though, we believe that we have to set our clients up or attendees up to be thinking broader than payments. And so we have Josh Linkner, who is a technology entrepreneur coming, and he's really going to talk about how can you think differently and really create an environment where you are developing these game-changing products and services, unlike anyone else in the space. We also have Todd Buchholz coming, and he was a former White House economic advisor, and he's really going to talk about what's going on in the economy and what are some of the kind of key indicators people need to keep their eyes on in order to look for future opportunities.
Okay.
Not what's going on today, but what's going to be happening in 3 to 5 years as a result of the environment today.
Yeah.
So that's pretty exciting as well. And then we also have some great speakers coming for security.
Oh.
And cybersecurity is one of the key issues today that people are facing
because
of, you know, the world of big data and all of the risks that come with consumers giving information online.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Yes, that's very scary.
And how can financial institutions be prepared not just for the technology that they need in place today,
right,
but a changing regulatory environment and some of the things that are coming down the road. Mm-hmm. So we have a guest speaker from First Data who's just a phenomenal speaker on security. Mm-hmm. And we have a surprise guest from the FBI coming. So we are super excited about that.
Some people better lay low because you don't want to like...
That's right. We're going to have kidding. Fake name badges.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Absolutely.
Nice. For those people who want to lay low, we'll have aliases ready for you at the ready.
That's right. Perfect. Just let us know at registration.
Okay, good deal. I mean, I was thinking about the whole payments thing and all that type of stuff, and it's really good to kind of think out. I mean, gosh, it's such a well-worn cliche, but thinking outside the box and seeing what's going to come down the turnpike here in 3 to 5 years, because, I mean, it's changing so fast, and that's what's so fascinating about it. And I think that's going to be a jam-packed conference as well as all the security stuff as well, because some people, I mean, there's people out there that just don't know what to put online, what to leave off, like social security numbers and all that type of stuff. I mean, you know, to prevent ID theft, and it's great to have that type of stuff out there, and it really propels your credit union or your bank or wherever you go for financial services as a primary financial resource. I mean, that really sets you up, because I mean, I don't know about you, but I look to my credit union as somebody I can go to. Is like, what do I do here? You know, So, I mean, it's great that you guys are providing that information.
Right. And I think what you're going to see is that consumers, the more information they give, the more that they want to be able to trust their financial institution, mm-hmm. to be able to keep their information safe and secure. Yeah. And because that's where their livelihood is, if you think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, everything basically revolves around money. Mm-hmm. You have to have money to live, and you work to have your money. So you want to know that they have your best interest at heart when it comes to personal information.
Yep. No
and doubt. They want their financial institutions to be able to educate them as well, mm-hmm. on what is going on from a risk and a fraud perspective. Mm-hmm. What are the things that I need to look out for as a consumer, mm-hmm. when it comes to fraud? So we're actually going to have our speakers cover some real world examples.
Oh, wonderful.
So that's going to be fantastic.
Wonderful.
As well.
Yeah, because nothing puts it in a better perspective than a real world example, something that everyone can relate to, not just kind of some theoretical... philosophical thing that there's kind of pie in the sky type of thing. Something that's real. I mean, something that they can really grasp onto and go, wow, that could happen to us, or let's prevent that. So yeah, very nice.
It is. You know, something else that we're doing this year, because it is international, mm-hmm. not all of our clients are able to travel internationally. And so we are actually having a session called our Executive Connect Live. And we at TMG do a Connect Live session every month, mm-hmm. where we connect people with industry experts on what are the hot topics, and it's really more of a discussion forum. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to be actually streaming that live this year to allow our clients who couldn't attend in person, mm-hmm. to get a feel for what are some of the things that are going on in the world today.
Awesome.
And so we are very excited about that as well. And Shazia Manis, our CEO, mm-hmm. Is going to be moderating that panel. And we have executive guests from First Data, MasterCard, our Canadian partner, Desjardins.
Oh, yeah.
Will be there as well, and Co-op Financial Services. So we, as well as one of our leading clients, Partners Federal Credit Union, will have an executive there. So
nice.
Really a 360-degree discussion on some key topics that are going on in the industry.
That everybody can watch, right? Because it's live streaming.
Everybody can watch.
Sweet.
So, and when I say everybody, it really is exclusive for our clients. So,
okay.
You know, I'm so excited that you'll be able to be there in person.
I'm ecstatic.
And experience that, because we are only limiting it to our clients.
Gotcha. Okay. Makes sense. Okay. So looking at the big picture here, Georgia, I mean, what takeaways do you want the attendees to go back to their credit unions with and just, bam, implement these things right away? It sounds like there's a lot on the plate here.
There is, but you know, I think what we really are trying to do is help our partners understand that it's going to be a change in a mindset today that will help them evolve for the future. Mm-hmm. As you know, change doesn't come at necessarily a rapid pace. It may feel as though it's coming at a rapid pace.
Yeah.
But how can we help them set themselves up for success in the future? So everything from payments innovation and how to go back and innovate within their own organizations to security issues and risk and some of the technologies and issues that they need to keep top of mind to what's next in payments.
Right.
So, you know, an example is biometrics and biometric authentication. Well, that's happening today in some instances, but as you well know, 3D printing, they're actually taking live cells and creating human organs.
Yeah.
So what's next in security if someone can go out and replicate biometric authentication?
Ooh.
So there's just, you know, it's probably a little bit far-fetched, and yet...
But it's possible.
Not too far down the road.
Exactly. You're so right. Wow. What? I mean, I've never even thought of that angle before, but yeah, that is so reality. I can see that happening within the next couple of years. My gosh.
So,
oh my goodness, Georgianne, this is, I can't wait. So, I mean, so to wrap up, is there anything else to wrap up? Any goals you guys want to accomplish at the show? I mean, obviously your clients are going to look to you guys for help in this area as well. So that's always important too.
Right. And so, really it gives our clients just a great opportunity to meet some of our executives that they may not have an opportunity to interact with, as well as some of their peers within the industry.
Mm-hmm.
We believe creating a collaborative environment where, you know, learning isn't a burden, but it's actually fun and exciting, as well as creating those unique opportunities that they may not get anywhere else, where the very last day of the conference, we're actually taking a dinner cruise out, and believe it or not, Vancouver's hosting the world competition for fireworks. And so Brazil will be doing their fireworks display that evening.
Sweet.
So I'm sure it's a unique opportunity that our clients can't get it anywhere else.
Yeah, good way to close the show.
It is.
With a very big bang.
That's true.
Very nice.